All right. We are now joined by Tyler Reddick, driver of the number 2 KC Motor Group Chevrolet for Richard Childress Racing, and tonight's winner of the LTI Printing 250. And his crew chief, Randall Burnett, and owner of Richard Childress Racing, Richard Childress. If you have a question for Tyler, Randall, or Richard, please raise your hand, state your name and affiliation, and we'll get you a microphone.
All right. Not everybody at once.
Back there.
Eric Young with the SuperSpeedway.com. Tyler, I was watching you throughout the race, and it looked like you seemed to have a car that could move in on people, and you could make moves in the pack. How do you think you'd have been had there not been the fuel mileage thing at the end? Do you think you'd have had something for them?
Yeah, you know, it seems like our car would work the bottom a lot better earlier in the run than most people could. Towards the end of that second stage, whenever we were running down the 12, the 20, and the double zero, we were able to run them down pretty fast, but you know, once we got there, it was a little difficult to really do a lot when you have three cars in a row like that. You know, one car behind the next and the next, there's just less and less air that you're able to take advantage of. But so, you know, we needed to do some work on our car. But I feel like if I, you know, could get to them early enough in the run, I'd be able to make those passes. But it definitely gets harder as the run goes on. So our car would really take off. And I don't know, I maybe go back to watch the race and I'll feel differently about it. But I feel like we can make more moves than most people could early in a run on people. And our car would drive really good in the beginning of the run. So, you know, it just ended up being a kind of a race where whoever made the best call at the end and took advantage of what fell their way won the race. But, you know, that falls on Randall. He saw the way the race was going to go. He saw the leader stay out there, and he wanted to get us ahead of the rest of the guys that pitted. And we took fuel only, and we were able to get up in front of those guys, get around the people that did stay out, and, you know, just be the first one on that strategy.
Reed down here.
Reed Spencer with the NASCAR Wire. Tyler, after you came out of the pits on 78, I think it was, you had a 44-lap green flag run. How actively were you saving fuel there toward the end of the race?
Well, you know, I had to double-check throughout the race, like, what's the best way to save fuel? Because sometimes I think just being smooth as you can, saving fuel, maybe it's on, off, I don't know, so... once we got that all cleared out, we were able to save a good amount of fuel, I thought. And, you know, I was just kind of gauging my lap time off the people behind us just to keep our gap that we had once we felt like we saved enough. So just trying to be as smooth as I could on the gas pedal out there as I could. And that's something from my dirt days that I had a lot of practice with. So no issue there. So I was just trying to run the best lap I could, the shortest lap I could. And just maintain our gap to the guys behind us. As much as I wanted to run down the guys in front of us, it became very obvious that they weren't going to make it on fuel. So there's no point in trying to run them down and get ahead of them or make them run harder than they were. So we just had to run our race at the end there, just make sure we saved enough fuel in case we had an overtime at the end of the race, but it didn't fall that way, and we were able to pretty smoothly just roll on to our victory. You know, the race-winning decision on our end was what he decided to do, bring us down on pit road and, you know, get that splash and go, get ahead of the other guys, and dice through those people on the restart to get some cars in between us and get that gap built early in the run.
Bob, down here in the front.
Bob Parkhurst, Fox Sports. Richard, when you're trying to decide maybe which cup races you want Tyler to kind of do this year, do these wins, do they matter as far as, like, trying to schedule? You know, when are you maybe before the playoffs, or maybe you want certain races or tracks during the playoffs, or does it just really depend on sponsorship and where sponsors want to race?
We're going to race them at least one more, maybe two. We're hoping that the more sponsorship we get, the more we'll run, but I'm going to race them myself for at least one, maybe two races. And we're going to kind of pick where we'll sit down and talk about the best opportunities. I'd like to see him in a car here tomorrow for sure, but because it's going to be an aggressive race tomorrow. It's going to take a lot of aggressive driving, and I think he'd fit right in the seat.
We'll go to Jim down here on the right.
Jim Hunter, Motorsport.com. For Tyler and also Randall, if you'll answer this question. 13 races now this season. Your worst day is 14th. That's pretty good for just about anybody who's running this series. I just wonder what it felt like to have a season like this, and Did you, with those kind of numbers, it shouldn't, I guess, be a surprise that you're able to eventually translate them into wins like you have the last five races?
I mean, I knowing that we were as fast as we were at Daytona, that how Vegas went, you know, we were as good as Kyle and Christopher in that race, and the three of us at one point in that race were just disappeared from everybody else. So to be that good every single race, you know, my confidence going into the race, and I'm sure Randall will tell you the same, is just higher than it's ever been before. Even when things don't go our way, we're still having fun. If we have a bad stop or we slide through, we're not freaking out. It's not the end of the world, because we know we're good enough as a group to get back up there, even against some of the most adverse odds. I mean, we lost power steering at Richmond, and we got faster. We've hit the wall, just run all by ourselves, single file at Talladega, and we somehow came back and won it. So adversity doesn't really seem to hurt us that bad. It just makes us stronger. And it's pretty crazy to think that, you know, if we don't have the flat at Daytona and qualifying, we start up front, it could have been a different race for us. We could have won right off the bat. And it's also very crazy to think if we just don't wreck at Vegas, where we would have finished and how many more top fives we would have right now. It's just pretty insane to think. But it's just really cool to be having all those top five runs. And today was one of those days where if you're in the top five and you don't make a mistake, if you make the right call, you can find yourself in victory lane.
Yeah, you know, it's we have a lot of fun on our deal. Like, we, you know, he slid through the box at first stop a little bit. And, you know, instead of making a big deal out of it, we asked him if he could reach the brake pedal, you know. So we were just teasing him a little bit. And no, we like to have fun. We take it very seriously. But I think, you know, we work well because we like to have fun at it. And we know we got each other's backs. And, you know, he's done an incredible job this year. And his feedback's been great this year. And it helps us get to where we need to be. And we weren't really happy with our car at the end of second practice. Like, we unloaded pretty good. And it just kept getting tighter and tighter and tighter. And we made some pretty significant changes in practice and couldn't get on the other side of it. So he's like, well, what are you going to do? And I'm like, well, I'm going to change some stuff. And so that's what we did, and made our car certainly better today. And at least gave us the opportunity, you know, to go up there and run with those guys.
Going to go back here in the middle here.
And you won the, you know, Rookie of the Year last year. You're kind of living up to the title because you won the Xfinity Series title. And, it, you know, take it with the owner here and also the crew chief here. The belief you have in him just to come over to Childress Race and all that, does that help too? You got something to live up to, being Rookie of the Year and Xfinity Series champion?
Well, coming over, you know, when you win a championship, the expectation is to win the championship again. And as I kind of joked around with people that have asked me in the past, I just want to do it better, want to do it cleaner. You know, Chris, it's a lot of people in this room or people that follow the racing as much as I do as a driver know that Christopher and Justin did themselves a lot, worked really hard over the regular season to build a cushion, a comfort zone in case they had some bad races. And they built themselves up really, really good playoff point advantages going into the rounds, and they still had just the craziest things happened to him that took them out of it. Christopher was able to win at Phoenix and, you know, get himself back into it. But I wanted to go about the year, you know, Homestead's still the goal, getting to Homestead and winning the championship, but gaining every little single playoff point we can. So if we do have a bad race where something just out of our control takes us out of an event, that we still have somewhat a good enough points cushion to recover from it and transfer into the next round of the playoffs. So right now, that's what it's about, trying to win stages, trying to get the most bonus points we can out of the regular season payout, if you will. And then winning races along the way is probably the best way to accumulate that cushion going into the playoffs in the fall.
You can go back to Taylor over here on the left.
Tyler, what's the story behind the design on your helmet and with Barstool on there?
I've actually had that helmet since the beginning of last year. And I couldn't wear it too much at Junior Motorsports. They just, I don't know, they were a little unsure about it and me wearing it all the time. But, you know, for me, my Saturdays, we're at the racetrack, we're working hard, and we don't really get to spend a lot of time away from it. Normally don't get back to the house. It's pretty late, and by the time we do, we're pretty tired. So my Saturday's at the racetrack, and, you know, I'm spending it with my guys on the race team. So I thought it was just kind of fitting. You know, my Saturday's with my boys, my guys on the team, and we go out and have fun the best we can. And, you know, winning races on Saturdays is what it's about, and it's having fun. And so that's kind of the idea behind it. You know, I know the motto means other things and having fun and getting after it. But I feel like we do that on our Saturdays just in a different way. You know, we hopefully have a couple of drinks afterwards, but we got to win in the process.
Go to Chase right here.
Chase Will, NASCAR.com. Tyler, when you're able to joke around with your crew and, like Randall said, have jokes mid-race and then just have fun, does that take the pressure off for you as a driver, especially during the race, whether you're running well or you just made a mistake?
I mean, the pressure comes off of, I think, a lot of us, just how well we meshed, like you said. But a lot of that goes back to well before we ever made our first start, beginning of the year. You know, I don't remember exactly how it happened, but I think my dad talked to Randall into coming and hanging out with us at Whiskey River for the Junior Motorsports Toast after we won the championship. And we got to know each other pretty well there. And from there, you know, it was just spending time in the shop with the guys, being around them more. It's being around the guys just as much as I can throughout the week takes the pressure off of me, because, you know, the more you're around those guys, the more you feel comfortable around them. And, you know, you feel more like a family in a group more so than necessarily a team. But that just ties it all together even better. And, you know, we do have little mistakes, and it doesn't really hurt us as bad because we spend so much time around each other. And I think we just get together really, really well as a group. And so when we do have those moments, it's not a finger pointing battle. It's whereas we're doing this as a group, and if we fall as a group, we do it all together. And if when we win, it's as a group together as well.
Any final questions? Down here, Mike.
Tyler, you're obviously doing very well in this series, coming off the championship. How's your patience level? I mean, are you still patient, or are you anxious to get to that cup level?
I mean, when you first said, I was thinking like racing patience. I'm more patient than I've ever been on the racetrack, but you know, that stuff will all work itself out. You know, me and Randall just going every single weekend, focusing on everything we can, doing the best we can on pit road, in practice, in qualifying. You know, we definitely have some things I think we want to work on and get better at. But we were still able to win a race today, which is great. So we just we're never at a point where we're like, all right, well, this is good enough that we'll just ride this wave out. We're always looking to get better and better. And that's something we just focused on. But, you know, that stuff will all work itself out. You know, I'm just having fun racing with these guys. I've had good strings of runs as a young driver racing in dirt cars and whatever, but this is the best, you know, run I've had in my career, I feel like, on the level that I am. And I'm not going to let anything get in the way of distracting me from that. So that stuff doesn't really come into my mind. I'm already thinking about Iowa, how we can go back into that race. I know we weren't super happy with how we tested there when we had the Goodyear tire test, but I want to go back in there and win that race as well.
Got one over here for Steve.
Steve Switzer of the Lasco Press. Richard, does success at the Xfinity level, what does that mean to your Cup team? Does it translate to more sponsorship opportunities, or how does it benefit?
Well, it carries through all the way through RCR. When Tyler wins, everybody's really high on Monday morning, and I can just see a whole different attitude in our whole organization. Tyler goes out and wins these races, and it just makes everybody feel good, the whole organization. So it's positive for RCR.
Any final questions? Last one back here.
Richard, elaborate on that. What are you looking in for a driver when they come over to your team and all of that? What are you?
Yeah, right here he is.
Okay.
I don't know a better way to put it.
You got me. I didn't know if you heard the question. He looked at me like, oh, okay.
You did say, what am I looking for in a driver?
Right there?
Yep, and then I looked right here.
There you
That's
go.
What I'm looking for
the quality,
right there.
Yeah.
He's but the quality. That's a good question. Yeah. You know, I want someone that can be aggressive and enjoy, you know, we're all here for a short time, and to enjoy life and enjoy racing and have a good time, and he does it, and all of our drivers, I think, do it. That's what I'd like for him to do, and I like for him to not be too patient, but you got to know. I told one of my drivers first to win, to have a good day at the track. You have a good finish, you got to finish, and that's what he's done. A great job. He's just, I knew he could do it when he came over here, that he could win races. I watched him a lot last year, and I knew he could go do it.
All right. Tyler, Randall, Richard, thank you. Congratulations again.